Here's a revolutionary idea. Let's actually read the Bible. Whole books, in community. It's more doable than we think. So maybe you've tried this before. Maybe you've tried reading the Bible and you found out that along the way, more likely, like most of us, we find it a little hard to keep going, a little hard to understand. In fact, most of us do. I do. I find it tough sometimes to read the Bible. Biblica, they're a publisher of scriptures, and they reveal that 4 out of 5 of us don't feel like we get the help that we need to really understand the scripture. That's most of us, isn't it? So what happens? Well, we start and then we stop reading the Bible, or we never ever really get started with it at all. And then a lot of times we struggle with it, and maybe then we chalk it up as a lesson learned, and here's the lesson: I can't read the Bible, right? So I can't tell you how many times I began a Bible reading plan. You know, there's 30-day plans, there's 90-day plans, there's a Bible in a year plan, you know. I've started a lot of them, and I've quit a lot of them. In fact, I've quit most of them. And as I do, I find out that, you know, it just gets me kind of upset, gets me a little disappointed I couldn't do it. Are you guys with me? You ever have that experience? I see a few heads that are shaking, nodding here. Well, in today's gospel lesson, Jesus, his disciples were ready to send thousands, and thank you very much. I appreciate that. Got my food up here. So. Jesus, the disciples were ready to send thousands and thousands of people away from Jesus. And the reason that they would do that is because they all needed food and there wasn't any food around. No food. And so thousands of people needed feeding. Hey, have you ever fed thousands of people? I can't see my mom in here today. She's here somewhere. I know she was when we started service. Okay, there she is. I'm glad you didn't leave, Mom. So there are... One time I helped her do some catering, she and my dad, and it was hundreds of people, and it was a huge undertaking. So I can imagine what it would take, a monumental feat to feed thousands. But Jesus' disciples, that evening, catering was out of the question for them. You know, even if they could find somebody to cater, you know, it just didn't seem possible. You know, so let's imagine all these people, 5,000, are out on this hillside listening to Jesus. Their stomachs are rumbling and growling. And so all of a sudden, you know, they see the subway over by Bethsaida on the side of the hill. And so they take out their phone, subway app, and text in, you know, an order. 5,000 Monterey and cheddar sandwiches on tuna, right? Because it's loaves and fishes. So then, you know, they get that order in, and it doesn't include all the kids' meals because, you know, they weren't included in there. And so they're beginning to figure this out. All the disciples are, you know, calculating what this is going to cost. So $5 foot long, 5,000 subs, and 2,000 kids' meals. So, you know, how much are we get? You getting it? Figuring it out? How much? That's what I got. And so I'd hate to be, you know, in line behind that order, wouldn't you, at Subway? Oh. And so, you know, they ask when it'll be ready, and they all say, well, let's see, about 3 days, right? So the disciples are like, this is never going to work. We have to send these people away. This is not possible. You know, we started talking about reading the New Testament here in the church, the whole New Testament in 8 weeks. And, you know, as we started thinking about that and figuring out what it would take, we began to think, you know, gosh, that's an awful lot. I'm not so sure we can do that. I'm not sure if that's possible. Well, it's a revolutionary idea, isn't it, to actually read the Bible? But why is it so hard to do? Well, there are some obstacles that work against us as we begin to read our modern translations of the Bible. And one of those is that we read the Bible in bits and pieces. How many of you have like a daily devotion you get on your telephone or on your mobile phone that gives you a verse of the day or something like that? Anybody have that? Or you know, we hand out our daily bread devotionals and it gives you a little chunk of scripture and then it gives a talk about it. You know, those are great. It is. It's good to have those things. But it isn't the same as reading the whole Bible. Sometimes we think of the Bible as just these little bits bits and chunks of nuggets of wisdom that we take out and store away till we need them later. But it really misses the idea that the Bible is a story. And in fact, it is the story, the unfolding story of God and his people. And so it only makes sense when we read it in that way, whole chunks, the whole Bible. We lose much of that wonder and engagement when we don't read them in whole books. The scripture, that unfolding story, it becomes an obstacle, really, to our understanding of the Bible. So another real obstacle that works against us in understanding is that we don't know the context about the books that we're reading. You know, it's 2,000 years later for most of these books that were written, and we're not quite sure who wrote them or who they're written to or even why. You know, Cheryl and I, we like reading when we go on vacation, when we take some time off. Actually, Cheryl reads and then I listen, but you know, it works. Can you guess what our favorite kind of book is? Well, you know, you're close, but really it's the Webster's Dictionary. We just love to memorize words and, you know, like impetuous or intransigent and then memorize those definitions and share them with each other. Yeah, not really. No, we don't. You know, we'd like to read mystery novels and law novels and really get into the story and understand who the characters are and what happens as the story unfolds. And so as we read the Bible, too often we approach it like a reference book, you know, little nuggets of wisdom, but it's not. It's so much more than that. And when we understand each book of the Bible in its context, and it changes the way we read it and the way we live it. So an additional obstacle to this reading and understanding Scripture is that we read the Bible alone. You know, I think this happens so much more than we even realize this, but we don't talk about what we read with anybody. You know, I'm guilty of this as well. Well, actually, I'm going to be here talking to you for 23 minutes about it, so maybe not quite, but, you know, the reading of the Bible and doing it together. We don't generally share our thoughts about the Scriptures and what we're reading. And like many churches, you know, the Covenant Church here, we place a high value on Scripture. It's one of our distinctives. We say that at the Covenant Church, we say that Scripture is central to our identity, to who we are and our life together. We say we're people of the book, you know, people of the Bible. And so if we say that, then we say that we're not only just people who read the Scripture, but that we read it together. But I think too often we don't actually do it as much as we think we do. So reading the Bible is intended to be read in community. It's a revolutionary idea, but many of us have tried it, and, you know, how's it going? You know, it doesn't work so much for us. It just doesn't seem to follow through. So if we go back to Bethsaida with Jesus, his disciples on the hillside, they're up there and the disciples are trying to figure out what Jesus has in mind here. Jesus wants to feed all these people. Now the disciples want to send them all away. And so let's look at their interaction. You know, they said, send them away. Jesus said, what? You feed them. So in verse 13, we read, you give them something to eat. They answered, we have only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Unless we go and buy food for the crowd, about 5,000 were there. There we go. So it's a real dilemma, really is. Did anybody here come for breakfast? Yeah, I mean, did you eat breakfast while you were here? Yeah, some of you did. So is anybody that missed breakfast that you're actually hungry or you ate too early and you don't? I mean, because I have some French toast here. It's actually warm, I think, sort of warm. And it has some, some syrup on it. I have a fork. And Stanley, where are you? Is it okay if we eat in the sanctuary today? No? All right. Well, I'm going to overrule you. So is there anybody, very carefully, who wants to have some lunch today? Now, I'm telling you, I'm serious. Do you want some? No, really, you can. Because this is one of the only times we're going to let you eat in the sanctuary. If you're hungry, this is for you. You want it? No? Are you sure? Will you? Will you eat it? Okay. Anybody, any other takers? There's another one over here. All right. Let's see. I'm going to send it this way, and you sit there and carefully eat that and enjoy that, okay? Fill yourself up, all right? Oh, she's smiling. She's happy. So now, I have a plate of food, one enough there for her, but what if we're all hungry? That would be a real dilemma, wouldn't it? We kind of get the picture here, don't we? There's not enough to go around. There's not enough for everyone. In fact, this really isn't doable. And so, as we think about this passage in Scripture, and we think about what Jesus said, this is not doable. This won't work. But he said, have them sit down in groups of about 50 each. So here's how I understand what's happening here. As this story unfolds, Jesus is revealing to his disciples that when he is involved, it's more doable than you think. Let's see what happens. The disciples did so. They had everybody sit down and taking the 5 loaves and 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks, he broke the bread, gave them to the disciples to distribute to the people, and they all ate and were satisfied, and the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over, as we so elegantly heard from one of the students here today. So did they send anyone away? No. Did the Subway come in and deliver? No. So what happened? Jesus took the loaves, took what they had offered, and broke it and distributed it, and it was more doable than they thought. So here's a revolutionary idea. Let's actually read the Bible, whole books, in community, because it's more doable than you think. So this is the good news. There's a better way to read the Bible, and it's called the Community Bible Experience, and that's what we're launching into as a church. It's going to take our church beyond Bible study, beyond reading in fragments, beyond reading in isolation, and so in the next 8 weeks, we're going to read big, we're going to read real, and we're going to read together. And so it's a simple idea, reading the Bible and talking about it, but guess what? It's the original idea. As we look in Acts chapter 2, there's this passage again as we look into the Bible, and it talks about a picture of the early church and what they did together and how they prioritized their lives. And I invite you to pay special attention as we begin to what are the priorities of this church as it's birthed. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to whoever was in need. Every day they continued to meet together in temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. So if you look in the beginning of this passage, if you still have it up there, that there's two priorities, I think, that everything else flows out of. And it's in the first verse. It says, they devoted themselves to what? This is the interactive part. You got to look on the first verse, and it says, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. Yeah, you know what the apostles' teaching is for us today? It's the New Testament. It's recorded for us and written down so that we can have it. The apostles' teaching, and then to what? To fellowship. And I'm saying that these two are the central pieces for the rest of this whole life together. To the fellowship, to the breaking of bread they do in community, to the prayer, you know, done in community, and everything else follows through. It's done together based on the witness of Christ, the apostles' teaching, the New Testament, and how they live that out together in their lives. So reading the Bible together. And so we read whole books. It's called reading big. And so it encouraged us to catch a vision for God's big story, the larger story, as we take the whole books and read the sweeping story of the New Testament. Now, I did this over the summer. I read this, the books of the Bible, the New Testament. It's designed for an 8-week course. It took me 12 weeks. I'm pretty proud of that. So I got through in 12 weeks. I had to restart a few times, but I read through the books of the Bible. And I have to tell you that it really did open my eyes up to the themes of Scripture that recur over and over again as I read them. And it was just amazing. And I honestly can say there were times when I really was swept up in the story of God. It really did make a difference to read the New Testament in this way. And so I'm inviting us to do that as a church, New Testament, over the next 8 weeks, a 40-day reading plan, which means 12 pages a day. For some of us, that's a little bit. 5 days a week, so we get 2 weeks to catch up, or 2 days to catch up, and 30 minutes a day, somewhere in there. And remember that with Jesus, I'm going to invite you to say this with me. Let's try that one cue again. I'm going to invite you to say this together with me. This is more doable than you think. All right. So I'm going to invite Annie Veldhaus to come up. She's leading a community Bible experience with her, or a book club experience with her husband, Jacob. And she's going to share a little bit about her insights into this. So, we read big and we read real, which means that the presentation of Scripture today is out of this books of the Bible. And it's reordered and redone in what they would call kind of a revolutionary design that helps us understand the context in which we're reading the Bible. So, Annie, come and have a chair or stand by the table here with me, if you would.
French toast,
there you go. And I was going to ask you, as you've looked into this book club, what are the resources that are available that help us read and understand the books of the Bible here?
Well, I have found three different resources. I kind of started with the hard copy book and brought that everywhere I went. And then I discovered one day that I didn't have it with, but I did have the digital copy, free digital copy, downloaded on my phone, so I was able just to, everybody carries their phone most of the time, pull that out and sit and read while I was waiting for something. And then my newest and greatest discovery was the audio version, and that can be downloaded to any type of mobile device, I think, as well as your computer, desktop, and that is very convenient for any time of the day. Like if I know that, I'm not going to have 30 minutes tonight, I just throw it on while I'm getting ready in the morning or afternoon walk or, on your travels back and forth to work. And so I couldn't really come up with any excuses of why I can't do it.
so listening here I am. To the Bible counts.
Yeah, it does.
Yes, okay. Well, that's good. So you've been at this for a little bit. What's been your experience so far in your reading? How has it impacted you?
I haven't been too long, but it's definitely more doable than I thought and more understandable than any other type of version maybe that I've read or early okay. on. And I just think that it's going to be a version that would be able to be understood by every age. There's also kids' versions available too.
I'm going to mention that, this is written at a seventh grade level, so junior, senior high students, you can read along with us in the books of the Bible, but there are some options for kids. Mm-hmm. Annie's explored a bunch of this. And
there what I found so far, and like I said, I'm just getting into that part of it, but there's a parent's guide version that you can download that basically shows every day that, you can sit with your kids and do this. There's the audio version of the kids, which is a little bit shorter, than the adult version, but my kids don't know it yet, but we're going to start them tomorrow.
Okay. All right. So, thank you, Annie. So anything else you want to share with us? Are you excited about this?
Yep.
So Wednesday night at 6:30,
yep.
Annie and Jacob are hosting a book club right here. So we invite you to come be part of that. Thanks, Annie. Appreciate it. So about 5 years ago, our church experienced something like this in the story. You know, there is a kind of this move to go to more understandable reading and chronological. And the story was the Bible, most of the Bible that we read over 27 weeks. And it was one of the most engaging and talked about studies that this church has ever done. It was a very impactful. And I really believe that this study will be even more impactful for us as together we engage and read the New Testament through this, the books of the Bible together. So this works because, like the early church, we're reading whole books of the Bible and we are reading them in its original form. But you know, here's the thing. Are you guys still doing okay? Do we need to fan each other again? Or are we all right? Okay. You know, if we just read the Bible ourselves, that's a good thing. Most of us, you know, some of us try to do that. But we're really missing out on what was really intended with the original scriptures, and that was that we read it together. We read it in community. And so what if instead of reading it alone, we could engage these scriptures together as the whole church, and then we could come together and talk about what we're reading, that and that anybody, wherever they are in their faith journey, could be part of that discussion. And that's what we're going to do with our weekly Bible book clubs. And so we're going to read together. And so there's really no substitute for life together. And I have to, you know, I'm just going to say I applaud you today for being here. You know, it's a beautiful fall day. There's a lot of other things we can do. But you have chosen to come and to be together as the body of Christ. And that is powerful. That's God's intention for our lives, to do life together. Now, I know we can't all be here every Sunday, but it does matter. It does make a difference. And not only for your lives, but for all of us together. So you're making an impact just by being here. And I really believe that as we engage the New Testament and the books of the Bible, it's going to impact us so much greater. Something we have not even yet experience. So I'm going to invite Joe Spafford, if he would, to come up here. Joe is going to lead a Sunday morning book club with his wife Jeannie, and they are excited, I think, about beginning this. I've had lots of conversations with Joe, and I know that I maybe kind of took away some of your thunder so far. So, Joe, what would you like to share with us?
Boom, boom, thunder. This program is really special. We are going to do it in 8 weeks. We are going to read basically at home or at work, wherever you can. And then we're going to come back together and we are going to discuss what we read. We're going to look at things that really stood out to us. We're going to look at the overall picture of the books that we are going through. I think it's really going to be exciting. The very important part, as Pastor has mentioned, is that we are going to come together in community when we discuss what we've read. That gives us the opportunity to hear interpretations from other people, what they thought they read in the scripture. Very important part of this is that the reading is easy. You don't have to read and then stop and see that it's verse number 3, and then read and stop and see that it's verse number 4. It's text. It's simple. There are no footnotes. There are no cross references. It's like reading a novel. And that's the way it was originally written, was in book form. So I just am really, really excited about this. As Pastor mentioned, Annie and Jacob are leading, facilitating one group. Jeannie and I are facilitating a group. Pastor and Cheryl are facilitating a group. Women's Ministries is going to be a group, all going through the same portions of Scripture. So you have many opportunities. If you can't make one session, you certainly can drop in on the other. It's just so important to all of us. I look at what we are going to be doing, and I, like Pastor said, I wonder if I can keep up. Well, don't worry. You may fall behind 1 week, but when you come to the community book club, the book being the New Testament, the group will bring you back up to speed. So rest easy on the fact that, yes, it is going to be something to do, but I'll bet once you get started, you won't be able to quit. I think after 8 weeks, there will be many of us looking for the next book form of the Bible.
Do I have a question for you, if I can?
Yes.
Joe made the comment that he said, I feel like there's going to be a lot of spirit-led discovery going on as we read the Bible. What would you want to share what you were thinking on that?
Well, in my reading so far, I have certainly felt the power of the Holy Spirit giving me insight to what I was reading. I was in a very quiet place reading and listening. And it's a powerful thing. I know that the Holy Spirit is ready for this congregation to embark on this journey. Are we ready? Yes, I think we are.
Thank you. Thank you, Joel. Appreciate that. So, you know, all of those times that I started reading the Bible, plan 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, a year, there was one thing that was the same in all those experiences, and that was that I was doing it alone. And I'm really excited that we have this opportunity to engage the New Testament together. We're not alone. In fact, we are in it together, and I believe that's going to make all the difference as we read and share our insights into the Scriptures today. So here's our challenge. This is an all-in inclusive challenge. The whole church, all ages. I invite you to be part of that. Now, if you're a visitor here with us today and you're thinking, phew, I'm glad I'm not part of this church, then, then I want to invite you that you can do this as well. You can get a books of the Bible, and you can download all the information that you need to share this. You can grab someone from your local church or your community or wherever you work and engage it together, meet together, have your own book club. In fact, all of us can form our own book club and invite our friends and neighbors and family to be part of this. This isn't an intimidating thing. This is kind of fun. You know, grab your book, grab your coffee, read, sit down, talk about it. And so then if you want to, you can follow along with us online and catch the Sunday sermons and see what's happening as the group. So this is a whole church, 8-week experience in the New Testament in a fresh, new way. So we're going to discover the whole week, the whole Bible, the New Testament, as we read big, we read real, and we read together.